Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Norte County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment. Last Thursday, I attended the 17th Annual Freedom Award presentations in Washington, D.C. I was recently named the Department of Defense Employer Supportive Guard and Reserve Ombudsman of the Year and one of the national honorees for the evening. Like most award ceremonies, I was impressed by the extraordinary effort of individuals who will take that extra step and make a difference in people's lives. 15 employers, big and small, were singled out as examples of outstanding support for American military personnel. These efforts are not mandated programs, but people looking out for each other, one-on-one. As a California Ombudsman Director, I am amazed nearly every day by the efforts of private individuals. The workplace issues that have risen throughout the state are many and varied. I was interested to discuss the mediation caseload, state by state, that we all face in trying to work these situations in a depressed economy. On a national level, military reserve component forces have been deployed since the end of the first Gulf War in the early 1990s. The burden of all our military personnel is also shared by American businesses and the business community. And the 15 Freedom Award winners have gone above and beyond to support the American military. Here in California, our ombudsman worked more cases than any other state. Last year, we mediated about 300 cases, nearly one-tenth of the national caseload. In talking to representatives from other locations where the unemployment rates are lower, the problems and number of cases mediated were substantially smaller, and the volunteers were talking about ombudsmen who haven't worked mediation cases in over 6 months. Here in California, our workload is increasing. Volunteers handle about 10 cases annually, and in many cases, some ombudsmen carry cases 20 or more a year. In an era of pay or charge for everything, the benefit of an informal professional mediation program discussing work status with both employers and returning service members saves the government and Department of Labor millions of dollars annually. Probably the most significant issue in California, where the unemployment is high, is that most of our businesses and many of our businesses are restructuring. Many employers are changing the workforce job model from permanent positions to part-time employee pools. As service members return from deployment, they face a situation where their 40-hour job has changed to a part-time position. Hardest hit are younger service members with young families and those individuals just starting careers. In some areas of California, the unemployment or underemployment rate exceeds 25% of the workforce. When businesses restructure, the most significant element that changes in the work status is the health benefit and retirement portions. These employees' benefits go away instantly. On numerous occasions over the past couple of years, I have also undertaken mediations involving service members who have experienced combat wounds or mental conditions like PTSD. These present significant barriers to employment. In most cases, when our volunteers handle a case, we mediate to a positive solution. In the end, it's about making a difference individual to individual. The program succeeds because of volunteers, not bureaucrats. This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.